objective, this study aimed to examine the role of self-awareness, self-control, and spirituality in the prevention of social harms among youth. Methods and materials, a descriptive correlational design with a predictive modeling approach, was used. The sample consisted of 350 young people aged 18 to 29 years, selected through multi-stage cluster sampling. Data were collected using the Self-Reflection and Insight Scale, Brief Self-Control Scale, Spiritual Well-Being Scale, Iranian Adolescence Risk-Taking Scale, and a Demographic Information Form. Data were analyzed using Pearson Correlation Coefficients, Hierarchical Multiple Regression, and Structural Equation Modeling. Findings: self-awareness, self-control, and spirituality were negatively associated with vulnerability to social harms, R equals -0.43, -0.58, and -0.49 respectively, p0.001. The hierarchical regression model was significant, F6, 343, equals 42.78, p0.001, and explained 42.8% of the variance. Self-control was the strongest negative predictor, beta equals -0.37, p0.001, followed by spirituality, beta equals -0.26, p0.001, and self-awareness, beta equals -0.18, p equals 0.002. The structural model showed acceptable fit, chi-squared DF equals 2.22, CFI equals 0.94, TLI equals 0.92, RMSEA equals 0.059, and SOMR equals 0.046. Conclusion: self-awareness, self-control, and spirituality appear to be important protective factors against vulnerability to social harms among youth. Prevention programs should strengthen reflective capacity, impulse regulation, meaning-making, and value-based decision-making.